打扫好多，肩膀快炸掉。老公，你来帮我打扫。
等一下啦，我在忙。
又在耍废了。
我忙着找虎标红色万金油帮你缓解肌肉酸痛啦。这瓶百年口碑天然草本配方含有温感肉桂，按摩更有效，省下的家事交给我。
老公，爱老虎油。
虎标在手，全家神队友。
全台各大药局、屈臣氏、康士美皆有贩售。
卫蜀成字字第015701号，北市卫药广字第113040149号。使用前请详阅说明书、警语及注意事项。
Hey, welcome back to A Minute English. I'm Joyce. 今天这一则新闻呢，是要讲关于 Hollywood 好莱坞怎么样去抵制俄国侵略乌克兰哦。好，那我们就来看一下标题吧。Hollywood strikes back against Russian invasion. Hollywood strikes back. Okay, strikes back.Strikes back 有反击的意思， strike 这个字本身有罢工的意思，那这边呢 strikes back 就是反击回击 against 对抗谁呢？ against Russian invasion， OK， Russian invasion， Russian 是俄国的什么呢？ invasion 侵略。好，所以 Hollywood 就一起来抵制俄国侵略乌克兰这件事情哦。那 Hollywood 具体怎么做呢？我们就来看一下内文吧。 Hollywood is taking action against Russia's invasion of Ukraine with actor Ryan Reynolds and wife Blake Lively encouraging people to make donations.好，这边就提到一个很有名的好莱坞男星 Ryan Reynolds。 OK， Ryan Reynolds 还有他的妻子呢 Blake Lively， 他们呢就一起呼吁大家来捐款。 OK， Donation 就是捐款。那这边呢他动词用 make donations。好，再来， Countless Ukrainians were forced to flee their homes. They need protection, Ryan Reynolds wrote online. When you donate, we'll match it up to $1 million, about $28 million, creating double the support. 好，那 Ryan Reynolds 他就在网络上面写，当你们捐款的时候呢，我们就会捐出一样的金额。那要到什么时候呢？就是到全部的总金额达到$1,000,000，大概是2800多万台币左右这个金额为止。那 double the support 就是说他希望呢能让支持乌克兰的力量加倍， double。 再来， Also Hollywood continues to pull its film out of RussiaAfter Walt Disney, Warner Brothers, and Sony announced they would stop distributing films in Russia, including Warner's highly anticipated The Batman. Paramount Pictures has also announced its intention to join the boycott. 好，这一段呢，比较长一点，我们一起来看哦。现在好莱坞啊一直在持续的取消很多本来要在俄国上映的电影。那有哪些电影公司做这件事呢？有迪士尼、华纳兄弟，还有 Sony 索尼呢，他们都已经表示说他们会拒绝在俄国上映他们的电影哦。比如说华纳近期的强片Batman， OK， 蝙蝠侠，最近这个 Highly Anticipated Highly Anticipated 就是被高度期待的， OK， 被高度期待的电影 The Batman 是不会在 Russia 上映的。那除了这些之外呢，还有Paramount Pictures， 也是另一家电影制片公司呢，他也宣布了他们也会跟着一起加入这一个抵制行动，抵制 俄国呢侵略乌克兰战争这件事情。那这里用到这一个字 boycott， boycott 就是联合抵制，或者是就是我们中文翻译的那个悲歌这一个字哦。好，再来。Oscar winning actor Sean Penn even visited the Ukrainian capital Kyiv to film for a documentary on the Russian invasion. 那奥斯卡影帝 Sean Penn 席恩潘呢，他自己也亲自到了乌克兰的首都 Kyiv 基辅，那在当地呢拍摄了关于就是俄国侵略乌克兰这个过程的纪录片哦。再来最后一段， Major streaming companies are facing another conflict with Russia. The Russian government has reportedly demanded that Netflix and other streaming services integrate state TV channels on their platforms starting March 1st.好，那刚刚提到的是各大知名的电影制片公司哦。那除了他们之外呢，还有其他 streaming companies， 就是串流公司，比如说像是 Netflix， OK？ 那他们呢也和俄国起了冲突。Reportedly， 这边用到这个字 ，reportedly 就是据报道，据报道说啊，俄国政府呢要求 Netflix 等其他的串流公司呢要在他们的平台上提供他们俄国官方的电视频道。天哪，而且他们要求这些公司呢要在3月1号起呢开始做这件事情。那我们就来看一下 Netflix 是怎么回复的呢？ Netflix said last week that it has no plan to follow the policyAmid the invasion. Netflix 就回复了他们的要求，他回复说我们公司并不会配合这项政策哦，因为为什么呢？因为在现在这个非常时期，你们侵略乌克兰战争的这一个行动呢，所以他们是不会去配合这项政府政策的。好，以上就是这一则新闻啦，那我们就把整篇的英文再念一次吧。 Hollywood strikes back against Russian invasion. Hollywood is taking action against Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with actor Ryan Reynolds and wife Blake Lively encouraging people to make donationsCountless Ukrainians were forced to flee their homes. They need protection, Ryan Reynolds wrote online. When you donate, we'll match it up to $1 million, about $28 million, creating double the support. Also, Hollywood continues to pull its films out of Russia.After Walt Disney, Warner Brothers and Sony announced they would stop distributing films in Russia, including Warner's highly anticipated The Batman. Paramount Pictures has also announced its intention to join the boycott.Oscar-winning actor Sean Penn even visited the Ukrainian capital Kyiv to film for a documentary on the Russian invasion. Major streaming companies are facing another conflict with Russia. The Russian government has reportedly demanded that Netflix and other streaming services integrate state TV channels.On their platforms starting March 1st. Netflix said last week that it has no plan to follow the policy amid the invasion. 好，那这就是这一期的新闻啦。那这边真的希望可以赶快终止，然后平息 这一场战争哦，就是真的是非常令人心痛，就是看到了非常多关于他们flee their homes, 就是他们被迫要颠沛流离，然后逃离他们的家园，真的是很难想象，就是在现代，就是竟然还有这样子的事情发生，然后对，真的是祈祷世界和平，然后希望这样子的战争不要再出现了。好，那我们这一集就到这里啦，我们下一集再见咯，拜拜。